What's upset you now?
Hello.
Welcome.
Now, some of the more observant of the What's Upset You Now listeners would have noticed that today's episode seems to be a bit longer than the normal 15 minutes that we normally deliver. And that is because you have spoken and we have listened. We got a message on the socials from joe.coxey that said, "My husband and I love your podcast. Please, 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 can you do an hour-long special? Because we can't afford to join the Patreon at the moment."
Right. And I mean, if you can't do that sort of thing at this time of year, Sean, when can you do it? For heaven's sake.
Yes, your money struggles aside.
So we've both taken an hour out of our busy days to put out a Christmas special because one person has asked for it. That's what's happening here. Just to clarify, just so that we all know, so that we're all singing off the same hymn sheet.
Now, you normally get, the listener, by the way, not Paul, you guys normally get 15 minutes of our full Patreon episode, which you can still subscribe to. You can still subscribe to that. £3 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
What do you mean you can still? We're not. It's not like a golf club. We've not stopped accepting applications for membership.
Just to clarify.
I mean, the way you said that, yeah, you can still do it. No, absolutely. Do that. It's not like, I wonder if they're still letting people sign up to the Patreon. Yes, we are absolutely.
No, because my point was, although this is, we are generously offering our time, because me and Paul are busy people. We got so many fingers in lots of different pies that despite us just generously doing this, you know, you still can sign up to the Patreon.
You should still.
Yeah.
I think is what I would say. I think basically listen to this and go, God, it's much better when it's an hour long, and then go, do you know what? I need that in my life. Every Monday morning, I want an hour of this beamed into my lug holes. And the way to do that, obviously, we'll talk about that at the end of the episode, but just to sow the seed,
Patreon.com. We won't talk about it at the end. We'll pepper it throughout.
we will mention it repeatedly throughout this until it is etched in your... Like, it's like looking at the... You know when you look at the sun, you look away and you can only see the sun? By the end of this, patreon.com/WUN will be burnt into your eardrums.
Do you have that at night? So what I do sometimes at night is if I wake up for a wee, I go into, you know, I walk through the bedroom in the dark. The hallway in the dark. Yeah. Right. Then what I do is I turn the bathroom light on for a split second.
And hit the deck.
To get my bearings. But also what happens, I feel like a mutant in X-Men, is I get the kind of silhouette of the bathroom where the flash of the light has kind of imprinted in my brain, and I kind of look at that and use that to map myself and plant my bottom on the seat. Did you get that?
I mean, no. not in that specific detail. That would be weird. I would only get that if I lived in your house.
No, you know what I mean? Do you ever, like, use the flash of the light? Because you don't actually need...
Oh, I see. So, yes, I do know exactly what you mean. So you get your bearings, just one thing, so you go like, right, that's there. They're not. It's almost like a memory test. It's like the Krypton factor.
That's what I mean.
Yes, you turn it off and go like, right, okay. The only problem is, quite often, as soon as you turn the light back off, your bearings go, and you end up overshooting. You end up pissing on your foot.
No, I'm a sit-downer. I sit down.
Yes.
I'm not pissing on my foot if I'm sat down.
But that was
I've not got my feet in the toilet.
You go to sit on the end of the bed and you undershoot by a foot and end up sort of sitting on the floor. It's chaos.
No. What I do is a game.
In a hotel, when you try to come back to the bed, you can't turn the light on and you end up smashing your shin on the side of like a wooden bed frame.
Oh, the fucking hotel lights. Can we just go back to one light?
I know.
I'll turn on the light in the office, light on in the window, light on the hallway. Like, I don't need this many lights. I'm in one room.
Go to turn the reading light off and end up turning on the light in the lobby. It's like, obviously, I didn't want to turn that on, did I? I'm in my bed. Like,
I've turned on the Christmas lights. I was just trying to get to sleep. It's absolutely insane.
I know. There's just too many, isn't there? Well, why would you want to turn on the hallway light when you're in bed?
It's just, I don't know. But,
and then the multifunctional ones, where it's like, so you'll turn one switch and it'll give you a different combination. So like, oh, that one and that one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, like, When it's sometimes if you're lucky to stay in like a really flash kind of hotel, they'll have like this touchscreen thing where it's like nighttime setting, afternoon setting. How the fuck do you know what setting I want for my time in the day?
Afternoon setting is daylight, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is, you only need an afternoon setting for the lights if you are in a room with no windows. And if you're in a room with no windows, why is there a room with no windows in a hotel fancy enough to have an afternoon setting on the lights?
Precisely. Because some of the things, you know, we've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
So sometimes you end up, something happens to you that you go, I've spoken about this on What's Upset You Now.
Yeah.
And I don't think that should mean that I'm not allowed to bring it up again.
Go on.
Just something that I just want to hammer this point. If you invent a key card, right? You invent a key card. You go, right, we're not going to use the old traditional keys that people use to get into their house anymore. We're in a hotel. All you're going to need is a nice little card. And we'll swipe that for you. And then you can just touch it in or swipe it in to get into your room, right?
Yes.
If that then is wiped because it touches your phone, that invention is not ready. That's it's not ready. You take it back. You go, no, we've not worked this out. Everyone has a phone. It's not like this mental thing where I go, oh, you're not going to believe what I've done. I've touched the key card on my phone. It's like, of course I fucking have. They're in my pockets.
I can't believe that that's not now, that they can't make that happen on your phone. They can't make the hotel key go onto your phone. Like Apple Pay, hotel key pay, you know. Well, it wouldn't be pay, because that's not what you do with it. Open, you know.
Pay to go. Every time.
Open
Stop
that.
Going in and out of the room. You're costing us a fortune.
Also, just, I mean, I am currently overseas in a hotel. I've just got to say, and again,
you're
this
in
is,
Germany.
I am in Germany. This is good, yeah?
What's hello in German? Hallo! Hallo!
Also, we should introduce, because it doesn't sort of feature too often on the, you know, the public episodes. The cackling you can hear is that of producer Mikey.
Hello.
Showbiz Mikey.
Showbiz Mikey.
It's Showbiz Mikey. Now, yeah, you're absolutely right, Paul. But
we
showbiz
need a jingle
Mikey.
For Mikey, actually. I've only just realised that. Showbiz Mikey. Him sort of dancing into frame like James Brown.
Mikey, can you say at the end of our little jingle, can you go, yes, it's me?
Okay. Right?
Okay. It's Showbiz Mikey.
Yes, it's me.
There we go. Expect more of that dazzling banter peppered throughout the episode. So this is something I would like to see. So we're going to just talk about things that we'd like to see. I know you keep saying, seeing all these things on social media, things that should be left in 2022. But having just experienced
this... Is that a thing that's trending?
That is, yeah, people like, oh, what should be left in 2022? And more often than not, it's Piers Morgan or Andrew Tate. But
sure. Would you know Andrew Tate if he walked past you in the street?
No.
Either would I. No idea.
He probably wouldn't walk past you, would he? Drive past in his Lamborghini.
Which he's made the money to buy a Lamborghini off giving tips to men to date women.
Is that right?
Sorry. I'm under question.
The way I said
Sorry.
That sounded like yeah. someone that has paid for tips on dating women off Andrew Tate. is that what he does? I don't know. Can we Google that? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really want to know. There's a lot of this stuff where you go like, right, I'm going to have to now find out what this is because I keep seeing this. What was the one
I
the
know,
other day? And I'm
I
like,
hate
I don't,
that.
I,
hate
like,
that.
I don't want to know what this is, but I'm going to have to now because it's getting mentioned that many times.
Do you know what I refuse to do that with?
Go on.
And I will go to
NFTs,
my grave.
NFTs, for example. No, what the fuck is that?
Not, right, good shout. That is a great shout. Do you know what I'm putting on top of the NFTs?
Go on.
Another one. I never want to know what it is. Don't care. We'll die not knowing what it is. Wordle.
Mate.
Don't want to know.
No.
Don't want to know. Stick your little fucking app. Little, ooh, what's your Wordle?
I wish I'd been a bit quicker. If you'd have left just a small enough gap there, if you'd have gone, I'd have gone to my grave not knowing what it was, and you'd let me guess, in fact, I'd have said, I don't know, shower gel? but you didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, that's really uncool. Do I look like someone that smells?
Sean, I was just freewheeling, okay?
Yeah, I don't use shower gel.
No, of course you don't. Don't tell me. Nettle soap.
Salt.
Oh, for God's sake. Honestly.
Yeah.
What? Just salt, common or garden, like Himalayan salt, is it?
Like salt and pepper, salt.
You wash with salt.
And pepper.
No.
No wonder I was in such a bad mood.
No wonder you're always sneezing.
That's what someone would say. I tell you what, he's like a man that showers with salt.
No, but like shower salt. It's not just, you know, not salt.
Yes,
salt.
I don't know. I mean, again, file under, I don't know what that is.
But it is what it is.
I use shower gel, you know, Sean, like 99.9% of the country.
Okay, but it's just that, but it's a different taste. It's salt instead of gel.
Okay.
Also, they are also for the bath. I also use toothpaste tablets.
Don't lie. Do you, honestly?
Yeah, from Lush. Charcoal tablets.
You tosser.
What?
What's happening here? Oh, God, you're not still using paste, are you? I use these tablets. What's the benefits? What lies have you been told?
No. There's a small... you might not gain, and each to their own. Mm. I gain a little bit of satisfaction of just cracking the tablet in my mouth and then start brushing.
Only because you feel like you're doing an E.
Yeah. Precisely. Also, you don't have to put the toothpaste on the toothbrush. You're saving a little bit of time.
I mean, over the course of a year, how much time do you think you're saving? About a minute?
I'd say not even a minute. Mm. Not even a minute. 10 seconds.
So
you always make me out to be... How do you put this? You know, there's that phrase of like 2.4... Is it 2.4?
Yes.
What's that thing? Do you think you're that version?
I am as much of a weirdo as you are, but there is no fun in that, is there?
No. But what I know you're a weirdo. You don't have to prove that to me. You don't have to tell me that. But how are you? Because we are weirdos, but we're weirdos in a different way.
Yeah, different flavors of weirdo.
I'm peculiar.
Right.
Is there something you do when you go, I know most people don't do that?
Well, here, that lovely segue into what I was about to say then, of things that need to be left exactly where they are, because I've just come through Frankfurt Airport. We now have the technology. We have now had a global pandemic. We should now not live in a world where you have to touch anything in a public toilet. That is now... in a busy airport where they are charging lots of money for a wide variety of things, that the toilets need to be touchless, contactless.
Contactless toilets.
I don't want to wash my hands and then immediately have to touch the dirtiest thing I am going to touch all day. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry.
It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. In this particular instance, touchless soap, touchless tap, touchless hand dryer. Then a handle that you had to pull. So it wasn't even one that you could lean on with your elbow and then use the momentum to open the door.
No.
It was a pull handle, so you're having to get some purchase on that handle.
No.
So, I mean, if anything, out of all of those four things that you could accept not being something that you do have to touch, which one would it be?
Yeah, you're right.
Which one?
Well, yeah, no, you'd the one that which is the one that you'd have to that is a great question. All right,
an obvious answer.
Well, hang on. So you've where are we starting from?
You've had a pick.
Where are we starting this game from? The cubicle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is basically the things you have to.
So you flushed. The flush was touchless.
Right,
contactless flush. Now I've got to open the cubicle door.
Yes, but that I did with my elbow. It's one of those quite big sort of locks. So you just nudged out, boom, you're out.
Right. Okay, then you're out. Then
I'm going to hurry this up, Sean. Soap is the one it would be acceptable to touch because you're going to get a handful of soap. You're then going to wash it off. That's the one where you go like, fine, I don't mind pulling the soap lever. Because I'm then going to wash my hands with that soap.
Depends what you're using the soap for, but yes, most people. Yeah.
The door. You should not have to touch a door handle after you've washed your hands. It makes no sense whatsoever.
I love it when there's not a door in the toilet.
Go back to your original point of where am I weird. I will the hinge at the top of the door, I will pull that back to get a bit of leverage to open a door rather than use the door handle. I will wait. I mean, particularly in an airport, which is what I should have done today because I was annoyed when I came out there was someone there. I'll wait for someone to come in and then let them hold the door open for me. I'm not touching that door handle.
That is a great move.
Yeah.
Great move. I applaud that. That is absolutely top work. I would wait there as well.
I've also started using have I spoken about this before on here? So I've started using the little plastic laundry bag that you get in hotel rooms as a remote control condom.
Excuse me? Paul, you do know Mikey's pressed record. Just making sure you know that he's pressed record.
No, just to touch it. So like I will I practice.
Oh, that is weird.
Do you not?
I see you mean a glove.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Do you think you might have got the
wrong? I should also just add, I then only use the remote control to change the channel on the television. But I will use the plastic laundry bag that you get as a sheath so that I can then use the remote control with the comfort of knowing that it hasn't got like 300,000 different types of jizz on it or whatever it is they say.
Yeah, whatever it is they say. Yes, I think it was the health secretary that said.
Chris Whitty, next slide. It's just a picture of a remote control on one of those lights they have on Gordon, on like Ramsay's Hotel Hell.
Just hundreds of cocks, squirting onto a remote. I'm sorry. What?
The hotel inspector when they used to go around and turn on those UV lights and you go like, look at this. And the wall was just like an absolute horror show. You just go like, there's jizz on the ceiling. What has been happening in here? Do you remember then they go under the bed, they turn that light on and you go like, oh my God, there's like, it's like a zoo.
Have I missed something? Is where are you watching this?
Do you not remember the hotel inspector? It was a like show where they'd go round and like a mystery shopper, they'd check into a hotel and then just go round and go like, oh my God, look at this. We pulled back the cistern, there's a condom. Sorry to keep mentioning condoms, but you know, like under the bed, there's like five condoms, there's an old sock, there's pubes all over the telly.
There's a turd in the kettle.
You know, this place is
who last checked in? We see Paul McCaffrey is the last person to check in.
That's where we are at with the world in 2022. I think what we need is like a global Ramsay's, you know, like Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, Ramsay's Hotel Hell. We need a Ramsay's Planet Nightmares where Ramsay just turns up at the world. If he turned up here now, he'd shut it down. You know when he goes into a restaurant?
What's the first thing that you would change? You're right. It's Paul McCaffrey's.
Did you almost like go South African then? Paul McKeefer.
Paul McCaffrey.
What was the first thing? I mean, I only because sort of this is currently annoying me. social media would, but so Elon Musk obviously has taken over Twitter. This is just sort of like, have you seen sort of, so recently he started releasing people who were in like Twitter jail.
It's like Arkham Asylum. The Joker is letting out all of the other bad guys in Gotham.
So I don't know how long they were shut down for. It's like Austin Powers. It's like they've been cryogenically frozen. They've come back out and it's like, mate, they're all like, ah, finally everyone's waking up. It's like, no, they're not waking up. There was a pandemic. Like, all of the people that have been released, you go like, oh, maybe they've calmed down. Like, oh, God, that was a bit of a mad period, wasn't it? Anyway, what's everyone been up to? Anyone seen any good films? They're all just straight back out on the anti-vax trail.
When you say they, or do you mean like Trump?
Well, no, not Trump. Is Trump back on there? I don't know.
Well, surely, I don't know. Does anyone know?
Mikey, I'm just talking about, like, you know, sort of prominent anti-vaxxers or kind of New World Order, you know, conspiracy types. Like, it's all the plandemic. All of these people are coming back out.
The plandemic.
It's like a...
That's hilarious.
Great, no, but the way they're saying it is as if they're sort of now winning. Like, oh, finally, people are waking up and seeing that this was all a lie. It's like... No, we're not.
Oh, God. I hate that idea. There's definitely a subconscious thing, I think, that happens to people, which is, it must be true. It makes a good pun.
Yeah.
Such a good point. Do you know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean.
Oh, the plandemic. Yeah.
Maybe if that hadn't read, none of that would have happened.
Totally. I believe that to an extent.
But, like, just, you know, so I woke up the other day and I tell you what, I don't know how it works, Twitter, but someone I don't follow had replied to someone else I don't follow.
Yeah, yeah.
And somehow it's in my feed. And it was Peter Shilton, ex-England and Southampton goalkeeper, basically letting everyone know his feelings on Harry and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And
well,
then someone else replying to that, I'm like, I haven't had my breakfast yet, and I know what the ex-England goalkeeper thinks about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Why do I need to know this?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's apps. What?
And then everyone replying, it's just like, just fucking ignore them. Why do you need to reply? Shut the fuck up. Seriously, just leave him.
I've said it to you before, and I swear Mike Tyson nicked this off me. I said this back in 2018, that what social media is and what Twitter is basically what happens without the threat of violence. And it's why violence, the threat of violence, is actually a good thing. Not violence itself, but the threat of violence. Twitter is what happens when you can't punch someone in the face.
I mean, there's more to it than that.
I don't think there's much more to it than that.
Right, okay, yeah.
I really don't. If you look at society and you even look at conflicts outside in the street, just when people, you know, there's a bit of trouble, did you barge me and all of that? There's all... People are always careful of what is said next, what is done. And, you know, there are exceptions. But social media is, I can say whatever I want here and no one can punch me.
Yeah. Grim, isn't it?
It will not end. There is no end to this.
I don't think Twitter's got long left in the tank, has it? Surely.
Of course it has.
Do you think so?
Because it's what happens to people when they're allowed to speak their mind freely without the threat of being punched in the face. That's what it is.
Piers Morgan getting hacked was quite funny, but then it just got more people talking about him. These are all results for these people, aren't they?
Piers Morgan got hacked.
Have you not seen this?
I'm not on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he got hacked the other day. And, like, they just started putting out some really, like, out-of-order things on his Twitter feed.
What, like, do you mean out of... what do you mean?
Unsayable things.
Like, oh, no.
Like, the bad things.
bad thing. Now I'm just going through my mind of all of the bad things that you could possibly say.
Yeah, but that, but like variations of just bad, you know.
Oh my God.
Like a comprehensive hacking.
Okay. Proper old school.
Yeah.
Not old school, like just I'm gay.
No. Not your mate's left his phone unlocked on the pub table. I'm gonna end this guy's life.
Oh dear.
I'm gonna make a few of our other mates laugh.
Yeah.
McCaffrey's left his phone on the table in the pub. It wasn't that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Do you reckon it was the most, in our lifetime, do you reckon it was the most bonkers year so far in your life?
I don't know. What I know is, how many years are we going to have to say, well, here's to a better 2023? It's like, well, here's to a better 2024. Are we just going to keep having bad years now?
Yes, this is it.
Do you think we had all the good years?
You said it. It peaked in 1995. Also, yeah. I think WrestleMania 17, 2001, Rock Austin.
Right.
That was good.
I'll tell you what I will say.
It's over.
You know, with the price of everything going up, although what I will say, one thing that has not... The one thing that has not increased in price throughout 2022 is the What's Upset You Now Patreon, which you can sign up to at patreon.com/WUIN. That started at £3, remains at £3, and will not increase from £3. So, you know, that rest assured on that front. I tell you who is not letting the public rest assured that price will not increase, and that is Pringles. I don't know at what point £1.65 for a pipe of Pringles became a special offer. But a special offer, it ain't.
You mean the full pipe
of Pringles on offer at Christmas is £1. It's always been £1. That is, you go, at Christmas, Pringles are £1. It's one of the little perks of Christmas. The cheapest I've seen them this Yuletide is £1.65. And what I would like to see from the makers of Pringles is them to just come out and go, look, sorry, guys, obviously... there is a cost of living crisis going on. Things are expensive at the moment. But when we can, we will bring the price back down. No one is saying that. I just wish someone would come out and say, look, you know, this is where we're at. But because it's not going to come down, is it? I don't think we'll ever see a sub 150 pipe of Pringles again in our lifetime.
I agree with you. And I think you're just adding to the argument that the world and life is just getting increasingly worse.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really mad, right? Is listen to this. You're complaining about £1.69, yeah?
Yeah, 65.
Now, 65.
Mm.
Your child, when your child is an adult, they will think, when they grow up, they'll think that £1.69 was cheap. And they'll be going, do you remember when a pipe of Pringles was only £1.65?
Yeah.
That's mad. That's just life.
I know, not at the speed that, you know, I don't think we'll ever see a jump in price quite as sharp as the one we've experienced in the last 12 months in anything. Petrol should be £1 a litre. It is coming down a little bit now, but it's, you know, I think it was over £2 at some points.
Wow.
Mad.
Just in time for me to pass my test.
That is the only silver lining of the increase in the price of petrol, that it's just in time for you to have to start buying it. That was the only small crumb of comfort I was thinking, well, at least I got it while it was cheap and Sean is now getting it when it's expensive. That was the only thing that kept me going.
Well, I will say this as a new driver, new to the road, right? And this applies to the year gone by. Something that I'm not happy with, which has to stop. And I mean on a legal level.
Yeah.
The rise of the e-scooter.
Right.
No. Like, I nearly killed someone the other day.
That sounds like a film that would be on Channel 5 on a Saturday afternoon. The rise of the e-scooter.
Like, you don't live in... How are the e-scooters in Winchester?
Non-existent.
Right, so I mean, you might see one a day.
No, I don't know.
You're just like, these guys will come off the pavements and then go round the back of your car and then through the... You're like, what the fuck? I'm just trying to drive to fucking Notting Hill. This isn't like Fast and the Furious. What are you doing?
Why are you driving to Notting Hill? It's a 10-minute walk from where you live.
I want to take Mildred for a walk in Hyde Park. Now, anyway, like, it's like, what do you not understand? I nearly killed you. Like, that is big.
Mm.
You can't just be driving around the road with no fucking rules. And it's insane. By the way, when I say I nearly killed you, I mean like I nearly. Sorry, just to be clear, I nearly ran you over. I don't mean like I nearly got out my car and killed you.
Yeah, I don't think driving's going to be for you. I have to say, I just don't. This sort of thing, you encounter that sort of thing just so often. If it's not e-scooters, it's cyclists. If it's not cyclists, it's people walking in the road. If it's not people walking in the road, it's people... I mean, it's people parking on double yellow lines. Double yellow lines might as well not be there anymore. They literally might as well just get rid of them. No one... People can't see them. They're not... They might as well not be there. If someone's got to do something where there is a double yellow line, they'll just stop, get out. Irrespective of, you know, whether it's a single lane road...
What's wrong with the double yellow?
I think people care a lot less now than they did pre-pandemic.
People are pleasure whores. and they are just...
Right, okay. That's such a massive statement.
They are just constantly on the hunt for pleasure. And two yellow lines is not going to get in the way.
What does two yellow lines mean?
It means do not
Don't
park
you
there.
Drive?
Yeah, I drive, yeah.
Right, finally, an explanation on behalf of everyone. So you didn't realise that's what a double yellow meant?
I know it means bad things, but I don't know exactly what
bad
it means.
Bad things.
Bad things. Bad things.
Bad things for me if I want to go there.
I want to go there, but I can't because of the two little yellow lines.
Yeah, but I don't know what it actually means. If it means, like, no stopping, no... It just means you cannot go there.
Has no one told you that if you park up the side of two yellow lines, you get shot? Someone shoots you in the back of the head. You don't get shot in the head, but you get... Like, there must be a fine if you park on the two yellow lines.
Yeah, I think it's about 60 quid.
60?
Or 70 quid, 35 if you pay within 14 days.
How many sign-ups for What's Upset You Now is that?
Oh, this guy's good. It's not his first rodeo. I mean, if you paid that in 14 days, that would be the equivalent of a year's worth of Patreon. You could get an hour-long episode of this every week or park for 10 minutes on a double yellow line. What would you rather do? I mean,
Well, speaking of which, because they won't know this.
Yes.
On our Patreon episode, we also have an exclusive section where our patrons send in voice notes of what has annoyed them.
Yeah.
Which I think we could give a sneak preview of now.
So, yes, we got some of our patrons to send in some voice notes specifically for this. And I think what we're also going to do, because recently we had the GOAT voice note, I think it's fair to say. We had the, I mean...
No question.
Mind-blowing. So we're going to have a couple of voice notes from our listeners now. And then we're going to play the best one of all time at the end of that.
I cannot wait to hear it again.
It's absolutely extraordinary.
Upset them now.
Lovely stuff. Okay, So we're now going to play out some voice notes. Sorry.
I left you hanging there, and I apologise. lovely stuff.
Oh my god! I mean, Mikey, by all means, leave this in. This is me sounding like the granddad that I am. Okay, lovely stuff. What we're now going to do for you lovely people out there is play some voice notes sent in by our lovely listeners. No,
this is our favourite section of the show. This is exclusive to Patreons normally, and we love hearing from you.
So we thought we'd give
Mikey,
you a little taster.
Oh, yeah.
This
is an absolute disaster.
No, it's not. Like the little.
You're on a German day.
What I want you to think of this as is like those little, when they're giving out the free samples of food in Sainsbury's or whatever supermarket you use, and you go, well, if you'd like the whole thing, they're on aisle 20 and they're actually on offer this week. That is what this is like for our Patreon. Okay, here's a little taster.
And instead of food bites, it's sound bites.
Very nice. So if you would like more of this, if you're enjoying what we're doing here, it is available on Isle Patreon. They're on offer now for £3 a month. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN, sign up, and join the fun. So, showbiz Mikey.
Don't worry, you can stream them so it won't take up any of your megabytes.
I think based on what I've been doing for the last 2 or 3 minutes, we might need to add an option where you can mute me. I wonder if we did put it out, you go, you can also hear the episodes without Paul, whether we'd see a spike in sign-ups.
Actually, I would love it if you could look into that technology. I would be very much up for that.
Sign up for exclusive Paul-free episodes. The normal Patreon is £3 a month. Paul-free episodes are a fiver. You go like, fucking hell. We've had a massive load of people signing up to the Paul-free ones.
Well, we've had loads of messages, just one word, bargain. This is absolutely...
This is now my favourite podcast. Okay. That was a little bit of fun. Okay, we've all had a bit of a laugh at my expense there. Let's hear what the patrons have got to say. Mikey?
This voice note is from Tom Lynn.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Thomas.
Unusual as well. A man's name and a lady's name.
Lynn? Oh, yeah, Lynn.
How do you Lynn?
Oh, my God.
Margaret? Lynn. Oh, yeah, Margaret, yeah. Exactly, mate. interestingly there, the name, a man's name and the name of a tree. Chestnut? Yes, chestnut tree.
Oh, Mikey, I'm about to make a drink. Do you want a coffee?
Coffee?
Oh, coffee. Yeah.
A drink? Coffee? Oh, yeah, coffee, that is a drink, isn't it? Okay, let's play the voice note.
Here is the voice note.
Voice note?
Oh, yeah, voice note. Yeah. What is it with vehicle manufacturers not being able to design an easy clip for a headlight bulb to come in and out of a vehicle? I'm stuck in the fucking car park. It's raining. I need a headlight bulb. I don't need to try find a YouTube video for my specific vehicle for the 5-year gap they use this contraption and not some fucking other crystal maze style puzzle for me to get a fucking bulb out the fucking car. Just have a clip, make them fucking standard across the board. You unplug it at the back, you pull this pin, the bulb falls out. You push the new bulb in, you push the pin back, it's in place, you plug it in. I don't need 4 inch of plastic hiding whatever contraption you've designed this time so that I can't even see what the fuck I'm playing with, and I'm just jabbing my hand into pointy metal, hoping at some point the bulb comes out with my fingers. No, I'm just full of blood, piss wet through, and pissed off.
Just to say that we just did that for New Year's. It's nice to have drug addicts sending in voice notes.
It sounded like Last of the Summer Wine. What I liked about that was I had no idea what he was talking about, but was still enjoying it.
Mikey, two things. What was he talking about? And two, which drugs was he on?
I don't know what drugs he was on, but he was talking about the headlight, changing a headlight and a in a car.
What's a headlight in a car?
It's the headlights at the front of the car.
What's a headlight in a car? What are you... Like... The
well,
lights.
Then you fucking did know what he was talking about,
well, I knew,
didn't you?
I know what a headlight in a car is, but beyond that, I'm like, the
what's
clips...
What's a headlight in a car?
The two lights at the front of the car that you use to see where you're going.
Oh, the lights.
The headlights, yeah.
What? What do you mean, what me? I've just learned
the
to
headlights
drive,
and the
tossers.
Lights at the front and the
you
rear lights.
You don't need to know how to drive to know.
Headlights is the front.
Why would I need to know what the fucking headlights are if I don't fucking drive?
Because... But you'd see them on every car.
Whoa, God, what are they called? The lights. What are they called when they're at the front of the car? They got a different name. Are they the headlights? How fucking stupid that I put the lights behind me called the fucking lights. Oh, I'm walking into a supermarket. Oh, see those lights over there? What are they called? They're called the fucking supermarket lights, are they? Are they the supermarket forehead lights? Oh, yeah, I thought so.
Right. So when you get stopped by the police, they're going to go, right, okay, your front headlight. Oh, no. Is it headlights? It is the front ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look what just happened now.
Is any of your makeup?
Hello.
I would never have questioned that. That's not what I meant, though. What I meant is, like, that beyond the headlights, I knew that, but I didn't understand what the thing was.
What his...
He wants
my
to
point
change...
is, hang on, it I was entertaining nonetheless.
People, hang on a second. I didn't even know this. Is he? So people change the light bulb of the car.
Yeah. When it
you,
goes,
you have to do that.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
I will tell you
what.
But this is the most annoying thing that's happened to me. It, sort of garage related. I had to get some new washer blades on my like windscreen wiper blades for my car. And the guy goes, oh, do you want them fitted? And I was like, how much? And he goes, oh, it's three quid a blade. So I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know how to do that. He then walked over to my car. I mean, I don't know if you've ever changed. I'm going to assume you haven't, Sean. You didn't know what a headlight was. Mikey, no. I don't know if you've ever changed a washer blade on a car.
I haven't, actually.
Well, I will save you now £3 a blade. If someone says, do you want me to do this for you? The answer is no. They literally, he said, I said, yeah, if you could do that for me. £3 a blade. He walks over, it clips out and then clips back in. I mean, there is no world in which that should cost £3.
Have you changed a headlight, though? It is fucking hard.
No, I haven't, no.
But if you could, surely if it was easy to change a headlight, then people could steal the light bulbs from within the... car?
No.
That's a fair point.
But they're about £3, aren't they?
No, they're really expensive.
Oh, by the way, you might want to know. Sorry, I forgot this to tell you this piece of information that's car related.
Right.
On the first night that I drove a car, we woke up in the morning and Grace had the Bluetooth music portable device thing stolen because I forgot to lock the car.
What?
Yeah, day one of me driving,
yeah.
Something goes wrong. The car was robbed. They went through all our baby stuff as well.
Just going forward, you will need to lock the car.
What's a lock?
I had my car broken into in Manchester. I told you, Sean, you laughed for about 35 minutes.
I know.
And it was traumatic. I had to drive all the way back from Manchester with no back window. So when you're driving along at speed... and like a window is down, you get that noise that goes in your ear.
Oh,
I had that
yeah.
215 miles. It took about an hour and a half for the ringing to stop when I got home. And all they stole, they left loads of... I'd done shopping. There was like brand new... They took one pair of trainers and a bag of dirty laundry.
Yeah, I know.
They left two pairs of Ray-Bans.
My highlight of the year. That's the highlight of my 2022.
Absolutely. You absolute scumbag. Let's have another voice note,
Mikey. Another voice note.
This is from Justin McCarthy. This is what's pissed him off about 2022.
And this Justin. Justin McCarthy.
Justin from Justin. I would like to be friends with someone called Justin Case. Oh, who is...
This is not worth... Paul, we're trying to get subscribers.
I'd like to be friends with someone called Justin Case, who's good at DIY, so that I can invite him around to my house and say, we'd better invite Justin Case. Justin Case.
What's the DIY got to do with that joke? What's the DIY got to do with that joke?
Well, because you say, I'd like to invite Justin Case round, just in case.
Just in case what? You want to put up a shelf?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
What are you talking about?
All right, it was a bad example.
Well, just in time to save the podcast, it's Justin
Parks.
McCarthy.
Okay. Oh, God.
It's coming. Fucking...
Short and sweet, this one. Christmas cards that only have the person who's sending it's name and then the person receiving its name. Absolutely zero fucking thought. No genuine love. Just... Oh, and even... We've just moved into a new house, so it's 2 number 1... from number 12. What the fuck do I need that for?
Hang on. Who is buying a card for someone that's moved in on the street? What?
I've had that.
Have you said? Did you send your neighbours Christmas cards this year? Anyone?
No.
No.
No. We didn't do Christmas cards this year, actually, which is unusual. We usually do. I don't know.
That is nonsense. Come on.
What, Christmas cards?
Literally. I mean, you know how lazy I am. I don't want to have to bend over to pick your card up.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it. The gift is you not sending me a card. Therefore, I don't have to bend over to pick it up.
You've got to rip it up. You've got to put it in the recycling. It's like,
Forget it.
And I always sort of think, like with birthday cards, oh, should I keep this? You go, what, are you going to just keep all of your birthday cards forever?
No. Look, I, Justin, I get it. You want love, you want affection, and I think, and you want thought and care put into the card. Look, we're just from different planets. I don't want any of it.
I don't think you're from different planets, are you? As far as I know, the voice notes are usually coming from people on planet Earth, unless Mikey.
Are you gonna have a little laugh every time I make a metaphor? Is that what you're gonna do? Have a little laugh every time I make a metaphor?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
I mean, I literal think if Paul. We were starting to get voice notes from people from different planets, I think you know we would probably.
You're gonna have to. Right, tell you what, the door's gone. Play the voice note of the year. Play the voice note of the year.
Okay.
And I can get.
We
the
need
door.
To give this a bigger okay. intro, Sean. You can't just say.
All right. Well, you. You can. It's the voice note of the year.
Right, this
That's the
is,
intro.
You know, we've had a lot of voice notes. And thank you know.
I've got to get the door. Okay. Someone keeps buzzing. Fuck's sake.
Leave that in, Mikey. Definitely. Oh, God. I wonder who it is. He's got Basil Fawlty all of a sudden, hasn't he?
Oh, door's shut. He's coming back.
Oh. Hello.
That was excellent.
Hello.
It was like Fawlty Towers. Who was that?
What, are you still, what, you were did you play the voice note?
No. Oh, no, we were listening to that. That was much better.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Who was it?
It was an Amazon delivery. And now Mildred's run upstairs to the flat upstairs.
what was the parcel?
I don't know, do I? I don't open it. What are you laughing at?
Properly flustered. Really, really enjoying this.
Where's the voice? Just to the listeners, we've given you a gift. As I say, there was no reason for us to do this, but just in case you were wondering, the Patreon is available to sign up for £3 a month. We've had two guests. As you'll know, we have guests. We do guest recordings. We've done two of those today with Shappy Kosani and Tom Ward. We have been sat here for 2 hours. I'm losing my mind. I personally think
we should keep recording for that reason.
I can't. I'm like scratching myself
just,
now.
I think you're just starting to get good. Right, Mikey, press record now.
Play the voice notes.
Imagine if we just did 2.5 hours.
Press play
to get him where we need him.
Before I kill myself.
Hi guys, Joel here from Sweden. So what's upset me right now is guys in the locker room who won't put their fucking underwear on. I've met several of these fuckers and recently I was visiting my local indoor swimming pool. I'm in the locker room, I'm sitting on the bench, I glance up, and this old fart is standing by the bench opposite mine. He has his foot up on the bench, putting his socks on, no fucking underwear on. So I stare right up into this guy's asshole. It was like staring a fucking brown-eyed cyclops in the face. And I tell you, this man has worse piles than Paul. Absolutely disgusting. First, I thought he had shat himself with the effort of bending over. But then I saw that it was a pile the size of my thumb hanging out of his ass. Unacceptable. Another time at the gym, same thing. God. I'm in the locker room, sitting on the bench. God. This old man walks over. Oh, he has his socks on, shirt on, but no fucking underwear, so his cock and balls are hanging out. He looks like a fucking mental patient, and he approaches me and asks me for the time. Oh, it felt like answering into a fucking microphone. His dick was 10 inches away from my face. A microphone that smelled like old dick. Absolutely disgusting. Surely the first garment you put on after you've had a shower is your fucking underwear. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for a great podcast and keep up the good work. Bye.
Oh, man. Absolutely sensational stuff. Loads more like that. I'll tell you what as well, what we haven't mentioned, Sean.
Oh, God. What?
Is that I mean, there is also like 50 hours of a back catalogue that you would get if you signed up.
Yeah.
So sign up to Patreon.
I've lost the will to live.
A back catalogue, an hour of this every week, you know, and a great way to support the podcast if you have been enjoying it. You know, it's a great way for us to sort of keep doing what we're doing. It's, you know, less than £1 a week. So go to patreon.com/WUYN to get all of the stuff that we have been mentioning. And we hope you have a fantastic 2023. And
yes.
I mean, are we going to do the thing that you usually end the Patreon episodes with? Oh, for God's sake.
And something else that our listeners might not know.
Oh.
What our listeners might not know is that we also end every Patreon episode with a little
song. I get held hostage at the end of every episode while these two sing at me.
What's upset you now? What's upset you now and then? What's upset you now? What's upset you now and then and forever, forever? Oh, Paul, you lie forever. Paul, you lie. Paul, you lie. Paul, you lie in bed forever. You lazy little boy with your little legs and your little feet and your smiley face. Paul, oh, Paul, you're such a lovely little man. When you leave the house with your bouncy feet, you look up and down. People in the street and they wave and they wave and they look at you and you shave because you don't like a beard. You don't like a beard. You like to feel so inspired by other things. Now you're getting so wired with your free coffee from French. You like to see, you like to be, you like to swim, you like to dance and shout and scream and do a little boogie, a little boogie. You Paul McCaffrey likes to have a little boogie, a little snoogie. He likes to be so little and so angry. too many love. Too many love. Come on, Paul, join in.
No.
It's a special, it's the end of year special. Come on, Bennett, Paul. Come on, just once, join in with the laugh.
So if you like it, sign up to patreon.com. patreon.com/WUYN
Or tap the link below.